This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The Place to Be.
Yes, the Place to Be. The Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Ugh. Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling. So.
That's what she said!
So why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola. Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Oral. A-U-R-A-L. What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Lynch's collection there.
Oz went on to star in American Pie, of course, as the lacrosse player. Bismarck. No, was it Bismarck?
Liz Mark. Liz Mark.
Liz Mark. No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the big boys play, and that is in my extra queen-size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk the fix.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the shock master's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. PTB Nation, let me know what you're
our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
You're seeing things running through your head. Who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Place to Be Nation! Welcome back to the great episode of the one and only Place to Be Podcast on the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, host of your party here for Halloween 2014, fourth annual podcast of this Halloween special. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my PIC also in costume, Scott Criscola. Scott, who are you doing tonight, baby?
Well, I'm doing the Funkster dream. How's it going tonight? Everything's well.
I'm doing just fine, thank you, baby. So we're gonna break away for a minute here. We're gonna talk a little bit of Halloween. We're gonna bring in our plundering sons of bitches. We're gonna bring in a bunch of different guys to come talk with us. We got a party going on. The punch is by the door, baby. We got a whole bowl of candy to pass out. Reese's Pieces, Butterfingers, all kinds of snacks and Snickers that we're gonna be enjoying throughout this night.
Quite yummy, Butterfingers. And, of course, this is episode 341 of The Mothership.
I bet you can't... I can keep this voice up longer than you can, Scott Criscola.
Not at all. I got you, Dream.
Right.
So we are here.
Of course, the Halloween. Obviously, my costume, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. My PIC, Scott Criscola. Partying tonight is Terry Funk. And we're very excited because we have a slew of guests, all a VIP invited. A couple turned us down, which isn't cool, but... We got our core group here. We got a few other special guests that will be popping in along the way. We got some cool Halloween style topics and discussion points to discuss. And Scott, so our fourth one here, our first Halloween episode was partially Halloween. It was a headlines where we did some trick or treating,
and
trick or treating. That's my Italian Jesus modeled after Jordan Duncan. Hey, what am I doing up on this cross? So we're going to do a little bit of that, a little bit of this. Our second annual Halloween special, I don't remember, do you? It was something.
The second one was not when we did the Saturday Night's Main Event, right? That was last year.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the second one.
Yeah, the second one we did the infamous Big Fat Slappy Pig
That's
night.
That's right. In, and then the last year we had a bunch of guests on as well that came trick-or-treating, and we did some other random topics there. So our fourth one. Mm-hmm. Let me just get this nail out of my foot, and I'll go into the door when it rings.
Okay. So, hope everyone is very safe.
We
have a
guest. Let's go.
Let's see who's here.
Open the door. Oh, who's this little boy? Hello?
What are you, seven?
The bushes?
Hey!
Oh, it's Andrew Reeves.
I was just behind the bush because I lost my ball there. You want to feel my balls?
No, I don't want to feel your balls. Does that mean you're a man with testicular cancer?
Is
that your?
I just got this from the Walmart 2 days ago.
Do you? Anyway, what are you dressed as? What is this?
It looks like Jackie Moon to me, Scott. Is that accurate, Reesh?
Well, I had a quote, but I think you just blew it, but I'll just say it anyway.
Well, you know, I gave you enough time to fucking get it out. You're talking about the bush and balls and everything else.
I'll give you a quote of the great Jackie Moon. In the annals of history, people are going to be talking about three things: the discovery of fire, the invention of the submarine, and the Flint, Michigan mega bowl.
Oh, someone else is here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, someone else. Sorry, Reesh. Hang on. I'm going to go get the door, Scott, if you want to talk to him for a bit. Right. I'm going to go see who else is over here.
Okay. All right.
Let me open the door. Oh,
trick or treat.
Is that Chad Campbell?
It is. I think I give this party 1 3/4 stars.
Oh, it's definitely Chad Campbell then.
Yeah, never give me any two.
There's better parties in Japan right now. There's a really good party Tito Santana had back in 1982.
I heard it was only 39 minutes, though.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, but, you know, if Tito would have worked the back a little more, I think I would have liked it better.
You never gave me 4 stars, you son of a bitch.
Listen, you motherfucker, don't worry about it.
Oh, the big boys are here. This is where we play.
Well, Chad, this punch in the back over there, if you want to go have a drink and rest your voice a little bit.
My friend Mikey made some cookies for you.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll bring those over here as well. I can always...
Well, to keep those hidden in the...
Cookies!
Oh, over there.
Hold on. I don't get to say this often. Shut up, Reesh.
Okay, that's... I'm going to go outside. I'll talk to y'all later, okay?
Don't you have another
NBA...
Who
wants to play horse?
Get out of here. Hey, can you guys tell who I really am yet?
No, I bet Jack Campbell, I thought. You get the plaid shirt, the button-down, the jeans, the dress shoes.
Well, let me give you a hint. I think I rated an Andre Hogan match 5 stars. I'm sorry, Warrior Andre match 5 stars. Okay. I can't even remember who I really am.
Probably because it was made up.
It's me!
Oh, Jordan Duncan! Hey, oh, too bad. All right, go take a piss or something. Our next guy.
Let me go. Show Reach the cookies.
Let me go open the door here.
Who's... Can't really miss him.
Who's this guy? Hello?
Is he 7 again?
Is he just staring in the window?
Trick or treat.
Who's that?
To all my love slaves out there, Thunderlips is here in the flesh, baby.
I thought it was J.R. Arsenio D'Amato for a minute with that first line.
You have the same neon pants on, so I was a little curious there.
Yeah, I didn't see the shoes. Is that all right? Thunderlips, welcome to the party, man.
What's going on, guys? My two ultimate meatballs.
It is Jay D'Amato. I thought so.
It is Jay.
Eating meatballs. Jason Greenhouse, how you doing? Welcome to the
party. What's going on, guys? Hey, sorry I'm late. I know the party started a little bit, you know, a little while ago. I actually went trick-or-treating to some other PTB Nation members' houses.
You did, really?
It was fantastic. First house I went to Steve Carino's house. Ended up giving me some Big League Chew. And just wanted me to remind everybody to check out the Steve Carino each and every week on the placetobenation.com.
All right. I believe they're recording one tonight.
Oh, there we go.
Another party. Fantastic. Rival party.
After that, I went to...
Kevin Kelly left a kegger back here, and it is fucking awesome!
Kevin never leaves any food or drink behind. I don't believe you.
Make sure he didn't steal the crabs either. Continue, Greeny. What else did you find?
Marv bought some blood pudding!
Is it in his flats?
Some party we got going on here. Well, after that, I ended up at Jay Hinchy's house and rang the doorbell and nobody was home. Lights weren't on or anything. I looked down. There was a big bowl of candy with a note on it. It said, "I'm watching Impact. Help yourself."
Oh, okay.
Took some Reese's and went on my way.
Oh,
Reese's.
We got Reese's Pieces and Dunkin' Donuts already here.
I went and ate candy over there from Hinchy's house. You know how it tasted?
Pretty good.
Not bad at all. We're pretty good, actually.
My man, Jay Hinchy.
But weren't you? That's when you had your first costume on as Abyss, and then he started throwing rocks at you as you're running away because he said no TNA costumes allowed. So
I'd like to see Reese dressed as Abyss.
Be like one man gang now. Minus like 350 pounds. Anyway, Greeny, pleasure to join the party.
Well, there was one more house I hit before.
Oh, you did? One more house?
Yeah, before
I came
here. Mm-hmm. Went to Dennis Nunez's house. He was handing out ring pops, and turns out it's the only rings they're going to be handing out in Miami this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Poor Shabazz Napier. Poor bastard. That's a bummer.
I feel like, you know how on the network, on the stream, they air like the black and white footage for something rough, like blood or violence, and then on the you know, on the archive, you have the real version with the blood and it's not black and white. I feel like that's Greenhouse here. It's kind of like the muted black and white version, and then we're going to sign off and we're going to get the real color version.
Yeah. My name's Seven.
I can't wait for that. But all right, so Andrew Reich is here. Jordan Duncan's here. Greeny's here. Am I missing anyone? I think that's everyone that's here so far. Oh, I think I see someone coming up.
Someone is at the door. Let me take a look here. Trick or treat.
Hey, guys. It's Place to Be Nation's party pooper himself. He is the principal managing editor and the Pied Piper of the website. My name is Brad Wood. Oh, sorry. I got to go change a diaper. I'll be back in 6 months.
All right. We'll see you, Brad. Thanks for coming by.
Later.
See, the worst part about Chad doing the costume, he can't mask that stupid voice of his. It's just, it's there. I mean,
you should have been Tom
Rich. That guy does a terrible Chad.
It sounded like Tommy Rich. I don't know.
Chad, are you back with us?
I am. Right there on the right-hand side of the page, there's an Amazon.com link. Hit that up. It's one extra click to you guys. I'm halfway in the bag, guys, so I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
I don't remember what Brad sounds like. It's been so long.
I never remember Brad being drunk on the air either. Interesting. All right. Well, everyone's enjoying. Reach! Can you leave some cookies?
Amazon. Does that say Amazon?
Do you make a new doorbell, JR? Is that what that is? That the,
no,
the,
just the PTB
break? That was the PTBM break?
Eight copies of Grant Cawthon's books at Amazon.
Is that the new doorbell? Oh, must be the new doorbell.
Is that the car horn outside?
Oh, God. What is Reese doing to that baby in the background? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. But he took all the cookies. I don't know why.
Hey, Justin, Scott.
Yeah.
Do either of you guys know the combination to this red lock? I can't get into the refrigerator. I'll see myself out.
Oh, man. Let me check disc 67 of the Sun.
Six autographed copies of a Backstreet Boys CD.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
See me get on the next door neighbor's house and try to dunk this fucking ball.
All right. You do it, Jackie Moon.
All right.
All right, here I go.
I hope he doesn't make it. Yes, he didn't make it.
Wow.
It's okay.
There goes the doghouse.
Two stars at best.
This is Charlie Brown's Halloween special. You landed on Snoopy's doghouse, you asshole. All right, speaking of great pumpkins, Chad Campbell, what do you have to talk about here tonight? Anything in particular?
Cowboy Senior.
I don't care. I just really wanted to make the Great Pumpkin joke, so you can go back on the couch. Is that still the baby crying? Now, what's going on here? Now, why is there... All right.
Hey, y'all.
Who's this?
Hey, y'all keep your pants on. I'm going to cut off your ding-dong and put it in your pocket. As the patriarch of PlaceToBeNation.com, I decided to go as the patriarch of a great reality series and a personal favorite in Jordan Duncan's household, Mr. Todd Chrisley.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'd say you got over just as well as he did.
Yeah. You're not feminine enough, Brad. Sorry.
I didn't know your costume was Lorena Bobbitt.
Nice jacket.
My costume is a tight polo shirt and very tight jeans.
So wait, what was the thing? You have a penis in your pocket? Was that what it was? I missed.
No, I'm behind Brad right now, giving the blowjob motion.
What?
Oh yeah, serious blowjob
totally
action.
He's dressed up as me.
So now you're a face tag team from the '80s NWA. Blowjob now. All right. So Brad, welcome.
Chad brings the blowjob. I bring the balls.
I thought. And someone's hiding in the bush. I thought Brad was doing Chad as well.
Yeah, well, see, and I didn't know that Chad was going to do me. So then I was going to say, like, hey, you may think I'm Chad, but I'm not. But then it was, you know, you could have, whatever you want. Yes, no, I was not doing Chad. I tried to go with a feminine.
Brad's clearly rusty to the podcast game. So why don't you take a breather? He's not popping tonight, though, Chad. So your costume's kind of outdated.
Reese, you okay? You can get a nail.
Yeah,
stuck.
I kind of broke the leg a little. Just a little.
Okay.
Where's Jordan, too? He went to the bathroom like 15 minutes ago. I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah, what's going on? Yikes.
Good morning.
All right. Sorry, Saturn. Hey, thank you for being
Jordan,
here.
Jordan, did you find the Vikings in the bathroom? Because I really fucking need one right now.
Oh, boy. I did find one.
Everyone get in there now before Scott passes out and on the toilet and busts the toilet paper holder like most
parties. I'm staying away from the half keg of I'm staying away from the Yuengling that Kevin Kelly delivered.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
I think Brad's got the Yuengling in his pocket. That's what he said when he came in, right?
Yes, he's got the Yuengling.
Hey, Jordan, did you get that lock open yet?
Oh, all right. Well, you guys work on the lock. Let's see who else we got coming in here. Let me open the door here.
Greeny. You know where the combination is?
Here's Alan Thicke.
That's right, folks. I've slicked back my hair, blew it out, put on my best V-neck sweater because I'm the original Canadian crippler, the multimedia sensation, a quadruple threat of actor, singer, songwriter, and talk show host, and the man with the most talent in the family, the great Alan Thicke.
Where's Ben?
Where is Ben?
Not Ben Morris. Where's Ben Seaver?
Ben Seaver?
Yeah.
Ben Seaver's in rehab.
Your son.
Ben Seaver's in rehab. Didn't you know
Where's that? Boner Stabone?
No, Ben was left behind.
Didn't make it.
That, of course, was my great broadcast from the Crystal Light Aerobics Championships in 1985.
See, I thought you had Tracy Gold with you, but that's just a skeleton on the front lawn of Scott's house.
Yes.
Oh, that was a quality laugh for Reesh. That was a good one.
Ironically, well, I did break open the lock, and it was 40 DVDs of Tracy Gold.
JR. Wow. Yeah. JR, you forgot my man, Leo.
Nah, see, I don't count him as part of the Seavers. All right, let's quickly rank the Seavers. Everyone was on here. All right, number one Seaver.
Oh, the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, Joanna Kearns? Yeah.
Joanna Kearns, no doubt.
Even more than Thick?
Kurt Cameron.
No.
No.
Yes.
Kurt hasn't aged well.
No. No, definitely.
Are we, are we talking Seaver's present day?
No, or? No. Seaver's on the show. Brad apparently. Brad is really hung up on how Kurt Cameron has developed since the show.
We're not talking about the follow my Christianity or you're all going to die, Kurt Cameron.
No,
Kirk Cameron's just not aged well, man. We were talking about that at the bar the other day.
For Jordan Duncan, since we always talk about watching old wrestling, and he was Chad, so he could say, well, you know, back in.
You're going way too through the looking glass here, Brad. I remember back in episode 9 when Duncan said this, and I was trying to set him up for a joke to replay that line.
But... Joanna Kearns, number one.
Okay.
Thick,
number
not
two.
Enough, not Thick, enough psychology two. In that joke setup, Brad.
But what about the little kid? Not Leo, the other little girl.
Oliver? It was our Brady Bunch.
No, Brady was the cousin. No, yeah, the girl's name was Oliver.
No, Leo
oh, the
was
girl,
the
girl. The girl.
Chrissy.
No, the little girl.
Oh, Chrissy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A little Chrissy shit sucked. She was.
Well, Jeremy Miller kind of was a girl.
No, that was... Never mind. That was...
All right, let's talk spinoffs of Growing Pains. What do we think of Just the Ten of Us?
Just the 10 of us.
Coach, what the hell was his name?
Doing it the best I can.
I didn't mind it, to be honest.
What was the coach's name?
He had some hot daughters. Coach, yeah.
Shit. Let's see. Coach.
We're all
Carter.
Graham Lubbock. Right now.
That's right, Graham Lubbock.
Coach
yes.
Lubbock.
With his 8 kids.
Yeah, well, they were a Catholic Ellen. Family, so.
That's right. They believed in Italian Jesus.
Oh,
hey,
come to my last supper. I got some macaroni and meatballs.
Get some fish and wine.
Judas, what are you doing in the corner over there?
And hey, to bring it back to Halloween, one of his daughters was the girl from the first Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Simone?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think she was in the first one.
How about Nancy?
Grace?
No. Reagan?
If Nancy Grace was stabbed in the heart by Freddy Krueger, I'd actually watch it.
I think she'd still live.
It was Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street, but I don't remember what her name was.
Heather Loggenkamp.
Heather Locklear?
Yes, that's her real name.
No, Heather Loggenkamp.
Heather Locklear?
Heather Loggenkamp, yeah.
Yeah, she married Kenny Loggenkamp, I think.
Dated Andrew Scheer.
I'm all right. I'm in the sequel.
How do you talk to
Don't
Nate
remember who
Claire.
Got eaten by Freddy Krueger in the first Nightmare, and that was Johnny Depp.
Yes, he got sucked into the bed and got shot out like a blender.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lunar was one of the daughters. She
I don't know who hot. Is at the door, but it better be his costume better be Jamie Walters so we can sing How Do I Talk to an Angel?
Oh, it's a great song. The Heights? Oh, a tremendous song.
Ray Pruitt. All right, who's at the door? Open it up. Who's there?
Oh, my God. I was out on the porch for like 20 minutes. Jesus Christ. Italian Jesus Christ.
It's Nikki Bella.
Oh, hey guys. No, it's me, Ben Morse. Sorry, I don't have an elaborate costume because Chad was supposed to help me out. I said I wanted to go as someone from the hit Marvel movie Guardians of the Galaxy, but he put me this costume together. It's 2.5 Star-Lord.
Oh, 2.5 men.
How about the mild hit Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Brad, you with us still?
Sorry, little Chad. Didn't
that,
mean
was, that was little Chad.
You guys didn't already talk
funny thought about those jokes.
Let's keep little Chad where he is.
You guys didn't already talk about growing pains, did you?
Does little Chad want to touch my basketball?
All right, hey, now. I think wow. I'm going to clean this up. I'm going to do a costume within a costume. Watch this. I am Groot.
I thought that was Graham Cawthon for a minute. You were going. I heard
that. Exactly. That or Ashley Cruz, one or the other.
Can you say I am Star-Lord?
No.
I like 2.5 Star-Lord, though. That's
2.5 Star-Lord is pretty good.
Pretty
much I came
good.
Up with it
all
earlier, and I was like, with all the Chad jokes, should I change my joke? But like WWE, I just kept to my booking.
That's right. Don't worry about the fans, Ben. Do not worry about the fans.
Yeah.
Stick with that booking. All right, gentlemen. So I think this might be it for a while. We got a few more people on the invite list. We'll see if they pop in as we move along. But
quite the sausage fest.
Yeah, that's how we roll, PTB.
Tonight, Jordan. Tonight was it?
Okay.
Hey, Ben. Should we reveal? I mean, Ben. Listen to me. Too many bees around here. Hey, Brad.
Yes.
Should we announce? We actually have a new female on the staff. Can you believe it?
You know. It's funny because we were called out a little bit for not having females on the staff, which
right.
is bullshit.
Because we just turn them all away when they go.
Yeah.
We turn them all down when they ask us.
We would never want an intelligent voice of the female persuasion. But yes, Jordan, we have a friend of we could say Machado's on the staff, right? I mean, he's done less than Jordan Duncan has in 18 months, but he's still
what?
You know. He does the.
He did those two episodes of the Sports Lounge. Yes.
Yeah, he's on two episodes of the Lounge. So, but
he's in the marketing department.
Yeah, you want to introduce? I mean, she's not showing up right now, but.
Is that because you forgot her name?
No, I've got her name right here, Crystal. We'll withhold her last name so we don't have too many. We don't know who's listening and who's going to reach out to try to talk to her.
But, I think Jen Engel still turned it down, Frederick.
That way she's not getting PM to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Thank you, Greeny. So we're really excited. Crystal's going to be joining with
D'Amato. Already booked his plane ticket to go visit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Someone's got to finish the recruitment.
I'm not worried about D'Amato.
He'll close it.
Dan McGinn's
Did
not
you
on this.
Consummate the partnership.
That's my gimmick, baby. Back down.
No, Dan is not here.
Thank you, Reese, for ruining my joke. But so Crystal will be joining the staff real shortly here with a couple pieces. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, new pop culture person finally.
Yeah,
the years of searching. Hopefully, she sticks around longer than a week. But anyway, my point is, we're not all a complete sausage fest here.
Correct.
Especially begin when it came. On the show. All right, so...
That'd be historic.
Let's... The first female? Well, Leanne might be around.
No, McGinn coming on the show.
Oh. Has he been on before?
Yeah, he did the trivia show.
I don't know if he's come on the show.
Come on.
Wow.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
That's a 2.5
star. Of course, everybody.
See, the thing is, I assume that's what he was saying, but I'm like, it can't be that lame of a joke.
That's what
my name's Seven.
We haven't worked together enough, JR.
That's right. It's been a while.
You would know better.
I can't wait to meet you in Philly. I'm very excited.
Yes, yeah, we'll I am too.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh. I'm just kidding.
I already got the bathtub filled with ice for you. All right, guys. Let's talk a little Halloween havoc. How about that? Since it's Halloween time. Something I don't think we've really touched upon in these past Halloween spooktaculars. So everyone talks about the best Halloween Havoc moments, and I think there was a piece on the site about it. Brad, do you remember that?
I mean, I did like 15% of the work, and Chad really carried it, but yes, there is
then,
one.
That's how you know it was written in 2013 and not 14, if you and
carry,
Chad wrote something.
How do you carry 50% of the work?
I said 80% of the work.
Oh.
Well, he carried 50%.
And Reach, go shoot some hoops.
50%.
Got dragged
Southern
another
man.
Got it, Scott.
Right, move on.
Byron Scott says, go shoot some threes. Okay.
No, he wouldn't say that. All right, come on. Halloween Havoc. Worst Halloween Havoc moments. Let's start with Ben Morse.
Okay.
And then everyone else just jump in. I'm not doing the round table.
I mean, it's too obvious to go to the monster truck match in 95, even though it was terrible. You know what the worst? The worst Halloween Havoc moment for me was actually 92. Spin the wheel, make a deal, coal miner's glove, Sting and Jake Roberts. Ooh. Right? Just because of the anticipation. It was so much cool build, two legit stars. And then Jake looked like shit. And he had a, I don't know, I think actually the worst part of the match for me was when he brought out the snake that he had, was going to bite Sting, and it was like a garden snake or something.
Yes.
it was a very WCW version of when he had the snake bite Randy Savage. So that, for me, that was the most disappointing Halloween Havoc moment.
You're making fun of my booking? Anyone want to defend that match? Chad? Is he with us?
No.
Spin the wheel, make the deal. Spin the wheel, make the deal.
Was Cheatham in that one too? Or was he just...
Yeah,
okay.
Nah.
He was.
Well, yeah.
He was in the bar, right?
That's right, yeah. I just remember him blowing up the...
The promo at the bar at Fall Brawl was longer than the match itself.
That was actually the first of the epic Cheatham trilogy, because then Castle of Fear was second, and then blowing up the boat was third.
And blowing up my boat.
I can't wait till the second Cheatham trilogy.
Yeah.
With Jar Jar.
Chad, are you going to defend it or no? You're fine with that being on the worst list?
Oh, yeah, that match sucks.
Of course.
Talking about a star and a half.
Yeah, there's a shock.
Vintage Chad.
When Jake Roberts was in Mexico for Triple A, he drew very well in 1993. Mm-hmm. And then
he had his hair versus hair match at Conan, right?
That's right. And then Sting had a match over in Japan in 1991, which that's like 2.5 more stars right there.
Sure. I forgot about the 5-star Misawa Kobashi coal miner's glove match.
Hot dog match.
From Nippon. Yeah, well, Nippon Dome or whatever.
Good
coal miner's glove match.
It's a Nippon Dome in here tonight. It's fucking cool.
Read up on your PWI and you'll get it there.
See, I was always confounded by that Conan hair match, because he always had no hair when I got to know him, so I didn't understand how he lost a hair versus hair match when he was already bald.
Chest hair.
He is very hairy on his chest.
Yeah.
I thought he had a ponytail.
You missed the point, Reesh, as always. Get the Point Radio, home of Place to Be Podcast.
That's right.
Steve Willie, you've been quiet.
I haven't quite. I was just impressed with how well Jordan ran with the Chad costume right there. It was impressive. <It's incredible.
laughs> But are you impressed that someone acting as Chad ran? Is that what you're saying? That's not nice.
Oh, man.
I'm heartless. Wow.
I could just be so heartless.
Well, not just
as cold as us.
Hey, I got the
wrong song, JR.
I do the singing around here. Not just the sumo match, but the part that the giant actually came back after he was vicious.
Did he came back?
It fell off a Cobra Hall, and then down came the Yeti.
I was there live, and it was the first time I ever saw a mummy rape a man. And then it's the night.
You ever seen a mummy rape a man?
How many times?
Yeah, it was.
Well, I was going to say, not the last time, unfortunately.
It's the night I fell in love with theater.
Show me that smile again.
Yeah.
Was someone else talking on that in the derailing?
There's 18 of us here, folks, so excuse me. We were all
tripping over each other to get the joke in about how many times he's seen a mummy rape a man. So we all got it. Everybody wins.
Does anybody have another one?
Go ahead, Reesh.
Well, most of the time I saw it was actually consensual, so...
I mean, it's really iffy. There's a lot of gray area with it, but...
Go ahead, Reesh. Is there another one you had?
Yeah, Hogan Warrior 2 in 98 is just...
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Because the 98 card, if you look at it on paper, it should have been great. You had Bret Hart and Sting. You had Nash versus Hall. You had a good Goldberg, Diamond Dallas Page match. And Warrior Hogan had a bad build-up anyway, but the match was even worse than I thought it would be. You know, Hogan fucks up the fire spot, and then you have, I think, Horace Hogan in it, and it was just so bad.
All right, Reesh, I hate to cut you off again, but we have someone else is at the door. Let's go chat. Who's there?
Surprise, motherfuckers.
Brother Nate, how you doing?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, good. Welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, you know, I'm
good to see you, Nate.
Hey, it's good to be here. I'm decked out in my Black Dynamite costume. Feeling good tonight?
Very good. The Black Dynamite Kid, is that who you're being?
Black Dynamite Kid. That's...
I thought the wheelchair looked a little funny. So, Brother Nate, we're just running through some of our worst Halloween Havoc moments. Do you have one? We already did the Coal Miner's Glove. We did the...
Hogan Warrior from 98.
I didn't hear that one. We did the Coal Miner's Glove. We did... Was there another one? I forget already.
No, there wasn't.
Okay. Those two.
Mummy Sex.
Mummy Sex. That's right. Yeah. Mummy Sex.
Not just a sumo match, but the Yeti. The same card.
I thought he was excited about the Mummy Sex.
You mean the Yeti?
Mummy Sex.
Oh, good. That means my my choices hadn't been taken yet.
Go ahead. Lay it on us.
Lay it out. What do we got? I
want to take you guys back to Halloween Havoc 1991. Chamber of Horrors.
Nice. Oh, boy. That's what this is tonight, actually.
Yes, we're going to... Jordan Duncan's about to get electrocuted in about an hour or so.
Bad enough we got
to... Yo, baby, yo.
That's our Halloween tradition right there. Chad Campbell singing PN News. Yeah, that's a pretty bad one. I mean, does it have any camp value at all, though?
I mean, if you enjoy Abdullah the Butcher shaking and jiggling... trying to skip off the fact that he's being electrocuted on live national television, I guess there's camp value in that.
Meanwhile, during the match, the camera catches the lever falling down like four times because it wouldn't stay up anyway. So.
So you mean the referee cam?
The highlight had to be the belly-to-belly into the electric chair at the end, though. Wasn't too bad. That was probably the highlight of the match, right?
I mean, they should use that at correctional facilities. Like, if you're going to execute somebody, it should be with a belly-to-belly followed by the electrocution.
There you go. Chad would give that 5 stars.
I think they should take, like, 8 death row inmates, and they can have a Chamber of Horrors match, and 7 of them get out of it.
See, we got to be running this country, guys. We got this down.
It sounds like WWE Studios would produce, Ben. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
They produced worst.
Hang on, we got one more guest here. Let me go open the door. Who's that? Who's there? Hello?
It's a cowboy.
Another guy.
Oh, a cowboy. I wonder who that could be. That's very original costume.
Tracy Smothers?
I was hoping for something better than that, Roger.
I want my cowboy out.
How do we know what cowboy it is?
That's right. It could be senior.
Is it Woody from Toy Story?
Well, Roger, welcome to the Chamber of Horrors, as we coined a few minutes ago.
What's happening, guys?
Not much. Hey, Roger, you said you wore your cowboy outfit. Most people wear more than just the chaps.
Yes.
Hey.
Ooh. Definitely don't give him the cookies.
All right. So,
I ate all the cookies. It's too late, boss man.
Not that kind of Woody. Jesus.
Woody cookies? Ooh.
There's been a lot of penis talk tonight. Roger.
I still got some balls out in the back if anyone wants to get them.
Is Chad and Chad both here still?
Yes.
I don't even know which one that was.
I don't know either. Was that Chad doing a Chad impression, or was that our other
Chad being Chad?
Yes.
That'd be 1.5 stars.
That's like Terry Funk. Chad doing Terry Funk doing Chad. I think that was.
Costume, you like sucking dog?
I give that Chad Campbell impression 2 stars tops.
The better one in the Netherlands.
It's like a freaking David Lynch movie.
It's like being John Malkovich. There's like 5 John Malkoviches in here.
A lot of Malkoviches.
Being Chad Campbell.
Malkovich?
Malkovi? Malkovi. Malkovi.
Actually, it's being John Akiyama is a better version of it.
All right, good night, folks. I'm not sure we're going to top that one. Unless Ben has more ejaculation jokes he wants to spray upon us.
We got to take a break first.
Okay. It's good to
Speaking
rest.
Speaking of which, it was my anniversary tonight.
Yeah, we know, and you're here with us.
is she padlocked in the room, Rob?
Left her in there good and happy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
Cowboy Senior?
No.
Cowboy Senior's taking care of business while Junior's here on the show.
He's lecturing her about the character issues with the Steelers.
They tag in and out, you know?
Yeah. Cowboy Senior's going to come in with a hot tag in a minute.
Then D'Amato's going to come in and finish it off.
This is just uncalled for now.
He brought it up.
You got to put the lotion in the basket.
Hey. They stay at a Roger's house.
Cowboy Senior did need a pick me up after the Steelers victory Monday night. So
that's why I take care of him.
I do, you know. Gotta take care of your parents.
That's a good lesson.
All right. Any other Halloween Havoc memories we want to discuss here? Good or bad? Roger, which one are you watching for this week's class?
91.
All right. We just talked about the Chamber of Horrors. Anything else from that show you want to discuss?
I got about halfway through it last night and fell asleep. The Chamber, I don't know what you said about the Chamber of Horrors, but that was a bit of a shit show. Huh? And so I fell asleep. I woke up, had to turn it off, and right before I went to sleep, I ate two big ice cream sandwiches in a daze. So that created its own Chamber of Horrors in the morning.
And that is still better than the Yeti.
Oh, there we go. Did you watch Terry Taylor versus Bobby Eaton, Roger?
Terrence Taylor, Chad.
Terrence, excuse me.
Writing in the New York Foundation. Yeah,
well, did you shit on that after you just played wiffle ball and was drunk and farting on each other, too, like a couple of idiots I know did?
No, I mean, I didn't like Terrence Taylor. I like Terrence Taylor even less than Terry, put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, you dress that guy up, he's still a big pussy.
When he gets to that when he gets to the crap main event of that show.
Good night, everybody.
I haven't gotten to the main event yet. But
garbage. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't listen to that show.
What was
it's
up
awful.
With Razor? What was his name? Diamond Stud.
Diamond Stud.
Diamond Stud.
Like a porn
Good
name.
God.
That's where he got it from, in essence, really.
The porn?
He got it from porn?
He got it from Jordan Duncan's local porno theater?
That's right.
I hope you go to the theater dressed as Chad. That's all I hope.
Has Brandon Fraser done porn yet?
Brandon Walsh does no porn.
Jordan, you go to the theater dressed as Chad, they'll give you the frequent discount.
Kids, all a cover up.
I hope you guys are all enjoying Jesus tonight's roast of Chad Campbell.
Yes. Smells delicious. The Brother Nate, we had a discussion, I think it was on Kevin Kelly's show, one of these shows. Do so many of them nowadays. Is TNA going to exist in 2015? What's your prediction?
TNA will exist in 2015 in the hearts and minds of its fans. Whether it exists on television, I do not know. But anybody that saw Bound for Glory a couple weeks ago knows that this is a company that is running on fumes, and you know, it might be time to put it out of its misery, but we'll see. Maybe much like Michael Jackson in the Thriller video, Dixie will find a way to resurrect this corpse of a promotion. Mm. And it's sad because I'm TNA, and I'm like, I forgot Impact was on tonight. Like, really? Like, and I turned it on and I got Bram on my screen, and I don't give a damn about Bram.
Who is Bram? Can someone explain that to me? Because I keep seeing his name. I don't know who he is.
He's a friend of Magnus.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for explaining it.
Isn't he like Ric Flair's son-in-law?
Yeah, he's Ric Flair's son-in-law.
He's married to Charlotte, yeah.
Well, now we know who the talent and part of the couple is.
He was one of the original Ascension members.
Yep. There's a lot of Bram fun facts.
Also, his name backwards is Marb.
And he had a show back in the day with his good friends Sharon and Lois. It was a quality program.
Sure. Yes. Wow, that's a throw. Was Lamb Chop? Was that it? Or was it Pork Chop? No, Pork Chop was Doug, right?
Pork Chop.
Well, now,
Kukla Fran and Ollie?
Kukla Fran and Ollie. That's a show.
Whoop.
That's a show. It was Lamb Chop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Lois and Bram? Skidamarinky-dinky-dink?
Yeah.
Skidamarinky-do?
Hey, Nate, man, this is pretty much a highlight of my life right now. I had no idea you were going to be here.
TV Land Recollections, hosted by Justin Rizzo.
Reesh, someone's talking!
I wanted to drive that freaking ho train of my whole youth. You're the man. Awesome to be on here with you.
Yeah, you know, I do what I can. You know, sometimes I'm Papa Shango. Sometimes I'm Ultimate Fighting Machine. But, you know.
Roger, hang on. All right, so Roger... Roger wrote, "Is that the Godfather?" And I thought he meant Nate Milton, the Godfather from Kings of Sport. Do you really think that's the Godfather?
Yeah, I did. Does that make this funny?
That's why I asked, man. Well, I thought that's his nickname, the Godfather, Nate Milton.
I thought it was the Ho Train. Well, Nate Milton. Nate Milton, nice to meet you, buddy.
Now I'm glad Justin cut me off after that.
Big fan of the Kings of Sport right there, Roger Morissette.
So I'm like kind of the, I'm kind of the, you know, green wrestling fan amongst us, obviously.
That's why he likes The Godfather.
Yeah, funny story, though. Green.
They told me Chad was Abdullah the Butcher, and I ate it right up.
Oh.
Did they really electrocute you, Chad?
No, I'm fine.
Tell us about your days as Kama.
Yeah.
So that's in a, that's we really didn't even plan that. That's freaking horrible.
That's
so
tremendous.
I just ball washed the wrong guy.
He's like, it's like, can I be a fanboy? I'm like, yeah, I thought you're a big fan of Kings of Sport.
What makes this so bad? That's actually the better theme is the one with IC. The
Oh, my Lord.
Justin, you set me up for that one.
I didn't know. I thought you meant The Godfather named Milton. That's his nickname.
Second time this has happened to me. First time.
You might be the Godfather. Have you ever been a good father?
Oh, I've never been a good father. Ask my ex. What in the hell? Guy,
Scott, man, it makes me want to go grab a big slice of mozzarella.
Hey! Hey,
mozzarella.
Nate, I want to hear about the first time you got mistaken for the Godfather.
First time I got mistaken for the Godfather, I was on a radio show in Canada, and they were taking calls, and this guy called up with the most enthusiastic, genuine, sincere praise, and he was like, what was it like back then working with the Ultimate Warrior in it? And I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, man, you're the Godfather, man. And I'm just a big fan. And I bet you if I would have told the guy I had stock in Cheetahs, he would have believed me.
Roger really would have been your fan then. You can name drop the law, Nate. That's okay. We're not running for
them. I love the fact that it was a Canadian radio show. What was that hoeing all about, eh?
Aaron George, welcome to the show.
That caller, Cowboy Senior.
Yes. That's why they call him the Cowboy. All right, any more Halloween Havoc memories or any other Attitude Era wrestlers we want to discuss here?
Here we go. Here's one for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven?
It's when Rich was breathing heavily.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Was that auto-tune?
Black Scorpion, Alan Thicke. Minute on your crying.
His little jaw with Steve Willie singing the Growing Pains theme. Are you still Black queuing something Scorpion up, Willie? What's going on over there?
Yeah, the Black Scorpion.
Oh, that's what that was?
Heavy.
Yeah. Got a little John here, too.
How about when Chucky was on Halloween Havoc?
Oh,
Chucky.
Yeah.
Oh, dreadful. So bad.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible, but in Chucky's defense, he did go on to a successful coaching career. So I like
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Solid broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So Nate, I've heard that on the break for my show. I listened to it all the time, and the whole time I thought you were the Godfather. I'm not gonna not that you're not the Godfather, but I thought you were that Godfather. That's fantastic.
So that makes it a little bit better that you knew he at least hosted a show.
Yeah, because okay. He says this is Nate Milton, the Godfather. You know, I was like, well, awesome. Wrestling Godfather. It's
kind of you listen every week. You're like, he never talks about the hoes. What is up with this? I listen every week. No hoes.
Hey,
I'll throw it in next week. We'll throw in some hoe talk.
Perfect, perfect. You could dedicate anything related to hose to the cowboy, and it'll be perfectly fitting.
Good father says no. Is that what you're dressed as, Ben? Yeah, that's why you're straight, no costume, RTC tonight?
Yeah.
Is that what you are?
Just came straight from work.
That's right. You look good in the Val Venus ice cream pants. Very nice.
Thank you.
Where are you, Reesh?
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Let me. You know what? I'm gonna ask a question. I'll ask a question.
Oh, good. Oh. This was hoping for when we did this.
Because I'm not good at asking a lot of questions.
Rishi Species.
The 97 Havoc had Macho and Diamond Dallas Page, the third match that year. Was that your favorite of the three matches that they had together?
Nah, I like the Spring Stampede one best because I always like it when it's unexpected. You don't know what kind of chemistry they're going to have, you know? Yeah. I feel like when they go off on a series like that, I feel like you can never quite recapture the magic of the first one. So I always like Spring Stampede. And also because DDP winning was such a shock. So by the time they get to Halloween Havoc, it was like, all right, these guys have chemistry together.
Yeah, but you know what the 97 one had? It had the debut of the jeans and the tape.
That's true.
That's right.
On a side note, I wanted to say, like, Roger, it's a thrill for me to be on the show with you. I'm a big fan of you and your son, Randy, who I know is competing for the Hell in a Cell this Sunday. So I probably should have waited for the break.
I don't even know what Cowboy Bob Orton sounds like. Otherwise,
I think he kind of sounds. Yeah.
Sounds like hepatitis.
Yeah, tastes like hepatitis too.
Tastes like hepatitis.
Greedy, tell us when did.
You know what hepatitis tastes like?
I think we got.
Tastes like those cookies I brought.
Yeah.
Oh, where are they?
Greedy, I think you solved the mystery, right? The hepatitis. Someone gave us the answer.
It was who solved it? Was it Aaron?
I don't know. One of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys. It was what they say that he got it as a teenager or something, and then he passed it on to his son and his wife and Barry O and who knows.
Cowboy Bob Orton did that?
Yeah.
It's a terrible Christmas.
It's a horrible man.
Yeah.
It's one of history's greatest monsters.
Bob Orton?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he hosts a sports lounge on the website. That's
right. Dad, stop upsetting your child.
I like how you hear Chad's mic on mute and you hear a baby scream or he gets his one-liner in and then goes right back on mute.
The minute Chad unmutes his mic, everyone starts calling child services.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm filling up so many
breast pump fell
today.
Off.
They can stop by there while they're on the way to rescue Roger's wife from the closet. Yes.
Did with that Green sad sack modem. Breast pump fell off? Yeah.
Oh, Chad's pulling double duty tonight.
You can't beat those butter breast milk biscuits.
Oh, Italian Jesus Christ.
Hey, pray to me. You'll be safe forever.
Oh, speaking of biscuits, it's communion time.
Hey.
Don't you worry, I'll be back 3 days tops.
Come see me in my confessional.
Judas, I hear things.
Hey, where's Sinatra coming in there? We gotta finish his last supper.
Don't worry, whore. You're still my girl. That's a Mary Magdalene joke. That was pretty good. That didn't hit the mark.
She's not a whore to all of us, Reesh. That's crossed the line. That's it. What else we got? Are we out of material?
Do I have to start up all these conversations?
Oh, yeah. That's all you do is start up conversations. Tank shows.
Well, let me ask you this. They had the second spin the wheel make the deal, and that was Vader and Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Was that your favorite Vader match in WCW?
No, the boss at Spring Stampede 94.
Better than Cactus Jack? Where they were bleeding all over the place on the ramp.
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I just watched that today. That's a good match, though.
That was
so Jake Sting is better than Vader Cactus Jack? Is that what you're saying?
No, you think Vader Cactus Jack is better than Jake Sting?
Do you?
Is that what you say, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
By far.
No, but you're asking about best Vader match.
Vader match. You know, the one with Flair, the ones with Sting. Was that your favorite WCW match?
Oh, yeah. I guess, if you want to talk about Vader's best match, was probably Flair at Starrcade.
Okay.
Yeah? You think so? You think better than Sting?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me ask you this.
Those matches never really developed into a full story. Yeah. I mean Flair's when it comes to telling the story, Sting's good, but Flair's.
There's a lot of people that don't like that match though. They think it's like oil and water.
Let me toss this out there for Scott, for Chad, for anyone who's a WCW guy and you just well reach. When WWE did their top Starrcade matches, they named Flair Vader number one. Now I haven't seen enough Starrcade to definitively say that's not the greatest Starrcade match of all time, but I feel like there has to be a better Starrcade match than that.
Not a chance.
Yeah, no, the best Starrcade, in my opinion, I didn't like that either. The best Starrcade match ever for me is Magnum and Tully, the I Quit in 85.
Right. Likewise, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the best. I think that's the best.
Yeah,
and Tully, even though the refereeing is pretty crappy, Harley and Flair from '83 is really good. Even though the Gene Kinnisky's like Flair and Luger dying 80, half the time,
and Flair and Luger in '88 True Grit is really good too.
I love Flair and Luger '88.
Yeah,
Medusa and Evan Courageous is really good too. I think.
Hey, they
the cookies done yet?
There's some big cookies in there.
Oh, we have a sec, Nate. I just wanted to say that I never thought you let yourself go later in your career, and when you were in Island and Dr. Moreau and stuff. I think you were great right up until the end.
Hey, you know, I do what I can, man. You know, I was talking to Italian Jesus Christ, and, you know.
I'm going to mic him an offer. I can't refuse.
Now, was that Chad doing Chad again?
I think that's Chad doing Jordan doing Chad.
I think it's Total Divas doing Total Divas.
Yeah.
Yes.
My favorite Andrew Rich line of all time.
Yeah. That's my fan fiction site.
Oh, wow.
I should have known it wasn't the real Chad because there weren't muffled infant cries.
All right. Hey, baby, what are you doing? I'm selling weed.
I know. I got this magic Bull Buchanan.
Live.
Yo, I see we're going to the ring.
Oh, wait, I hear Steve Willie. Let him talk.
Yep. I know we like to break in with live sports stories that are going on, big time stuff.
that's our MO here. We love it.
Yeah, Gunnar and Sam Shaw are a member of the tag team.
Now, can you tell me who Sam Shaw is?
Sam Shaw.
Don't talk about Sam Shaw.
I assume he owns a supermarket.
Yes. Alice is really in love with him. He's the meat man, right?
Wait, so Nate's not the meat man? I'm so confused.
Yeah, Sam's the meat man. Alice is in love with him, and Oliver was on Growing Pains.
That's right. And, yeah. And Ben's hiding in the closet.
I'm trying to find him, Justin.
Roger's wife.
Keep...
Ben, where the fuck are you?
All right, here's one that we wanted to talk about here tonight. Let's start with Ben Morris, see if he can actually land a joke that's funny tonight. Scariest injury you have experienced?
That I've experienced personally?
Yes.
You know, funny enough, even though I wrestled 4 years in high school and I tore ligaments, I sprained my ankle, damn near broke my neck.
Yep.
No. the scariest injury I ever suffered was I was in a play in high school. I was in Richard III. And for some reason, the director thought it would be a cool idea to give high school kids legitimate metal weapons and have us do stage combat. So one of the nights, the person I was supposed to be sparring with got a little nervous and slashed my hand open with a metal shield. So bleeding everywhere. And also the same director thought it would be a cool idea to do a modern costume deal. So I'm wearing a white shirt and cargo pants. I basically go backstage, wrap my hand up in the white T-shirt, go back on for the last scene. Everyone thought it was the most realistic blood they'd ever seen. It's because I was bleeding out on my hand. And the punchline is, I don't have one.
The director touched you in a sensitive place afterwards.
Yeah. I think I saw that on an episode of Oz once, Ben.
Where they were doing theater?
Yeah, I believe that's when, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but... They used metal. They used metal knives as well.
And sang Royals afterwards.
Yeah. How about you, Jason Greenhouse? What's your most gruesome injury?
The show killer, Ben Morse.
I might be the only person on the show who has never had to have stitches and has never broken a bone before. But the scariest, probably most painful thing was having kidney stones, not just once, but twice.
Ugh.
The most painful. I would rather be a woman and give birth without any sort of drugs or anything. The worst pain ever.
Is the only time I ever saw my father cry was when he passed a kidney stone.
Oh, likewise. It's gruesome.
Well, you wouldn't remember when you were born. So.
Oh
well,
yeah.
Oh man.
I feel dirty when I make fun of Steve. Like I don't want to do it. Right. Stop setting me up. I love you so much. My worst injury was in Pittsburgh for the Royal Rumble. That was about the worst I've ever felt in my life.
That was an illness.
It was a sickness. Like a it was a near woman. Death. It was awful. You think I'm
you
proud of
swaddled
that?
Swaddled like a little baby.
Thankfully, my man Andrew Flanagan took care of me. The fatherly man that he is.
A different injury occurred during that process there.
I wanted to let the silence sit for a beat. I do remember when I was a kid one time, we had like a chain link fence in our backyard that had the little, you know, for some stupid reason back in the day, they had the spike at the top where they didn't hammer them down. Mm-hmm. And I was climbing that to go get my baseball that went in the yard next door. And I slipped and landed crotch first on top of that, swung around and was hanging, sliced, like ripped my underwear apart. It was hanging from the fence upside down by my pants. And somehow I came away with like scratches.
You didn't pull a Mike Rotundo though, huh?
I did not wear a captain's hat, no.
So who is the father of your wife's child?
Well, guilty, there's a reason that there's a reason Nate's on the show, but you guys all stole the joke, so it's fine.
There you go. When I was 12 years old, I slaughtered a pig over in Mom and Pa's barn down in Holler and broke my arm. That was a pretty rough one.
Jordan,
is that real or
story,
fair?
Jordan.
I think that's real.
Yeah, Jordan, what do you got? Is he there?
Oh, yeah. I was on mute. Sorry. I would probably just have to say the same thing as Greeny. I've had kidney stones before, too. I remember being in the ER. I could not even stand up straight, even walking. I mean, there's no way to ease the pain. It's just constant.
Ugh.
It's awful. Steve Willie's dad showed up and started crying. It was really weird.
Yeah. You guys were like, your pee looked like grape Kool-Aid.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yep.
But yeah, that is by far the worst pain. I've only had them once, thankfully. But awful, awful, awful thing to go through.
How does it rank up alongside this episode?
Well, yeah, I think I put a screwdriver in my ears right now.
My most gruesome injury is appearing tonight.
That's not nice.
You do look quite gruesome right now, Steve, do you?
Well, thank you. I got my podcasting pants on and nothing else.
Now, I'm blessed. I've never had a major injury in my life, but I will say this. I was in a rec basketball game, and I went up to try to block a shot, and I got
this sounds like The Office. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got Charlie horses. I got Charlie horses in both of my legs in midair, and I had all I could do. You have no weight under your ankles with your Charlie horse because all you feel is nothing but shooting pain. So I sprained both of my ankles because my ankles all just bent when I did it. So I had two sprained ankles and two Charlie horses that took an eternity to get over. That I'll tell you this, it's not a lasting injury, but it's one of those ones that for like 10 or 15 seconds is like the most pain you'll ever feel.
Were you still able to restart the Royal Rumble afterwards and let Batista win?
I didn't tear the quad, Ben.
You tore right off the bone.
Was it game point reach and was Justin guarding the basket?
That's right, baby.
No, but
nothing easy.
Nothing comes in my house.
I didn't want to sub into the game, so I stayed in it, and I started playing like fucking Tayshaun Prince at 50 years old.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
But we won. My team won.
Are you going to take that one?
Hey, hang on. Someone's here. Oh, boy.
No,
we're not. Matt Rotella dressed as Matt Rotella, the scariest possible costume he could ever have.
What's going on?
Very excited to be here. So, Matt, we're here to surprise you tonight with this intervention. We need to talk to you.
I'm so excited you just said that.
That's really scary, actually. Really.
I'm waiting my whole career for someone to say that to me.
I got nothing else. That was just on the fly. So, welcome, Matt. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What are you up to on this Halloween? Trick or treating?
Just hanging around.
Oh, that's good. Very exciting lifestyle.
Just walking around aimlessly in the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have no life, pretty much.
Matt, it's me, Chad. How you doing?
Don't get scared, Matt. There's 9 Chads in this house right now. So.
Chad?
As long as I'm not hanging, I guess.
Ah, I was going to do the 2000 joke. There you go. Well done, Matt.
How about it?
Oh, my God. What are you dressing your beautiful son as for Halloween?
He's a Ninja Turtle.
Which one?
Is he the new generation or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Diesel, the new generation.
Sure, it doesn't really have. It didn't come with one of those headbands that will tell you which one he is. So I have no idea. I guess you can see he's Leonardo.
What color is it?
It's green. It doesn't have anything.
A green mask for a turtle.
The fifth Ninja Turtle.
What kind of turtle's green?
I think that's Picasso.
There's no headband to it. So I was saying to you.
That's like the Mark Jindrak of Ninja Turtles.
So he's a turtle.
He's the reflection of perfection. That's what he is.
All right. Quick around the horn. Favorite Ninja Turtle, Jordan Duncan.
Michelangelo.
Ben Morse.
Raphael.
Roger Morissette.
Michelangelo.
Nate Milton.
Let's go Raphael. He's the leader of the group transformed by the norm for the nuclear goop.
Andrew Riche.
Calvary?
Jason Greenhouse.
Michelangelo. Oh,
Steve Willey.
Michelangelo. I wasn't ready yet.
Steve Willey.
Shut up, Riche. Michelangelo. He loves pizza.
Scott Criscola.
Leonardo.
Is that everyone?
You.
Well, I know, but besides me?
Well, I would like to speak.
Oh, Brad, hey, you're still here.
Michael, I would first say, Matt Rotella, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Always glad having this guy.
And really, I think your work on the show has aged gracefully, you know, as someone who listens back.
Too bad he hasn't. That's just aged the problem.
And whatnot. And, you know.
Good is that it, Brad? thanks for coming, Brad.
I could tell you my favorite.
That's where I was going. I was trying to set up Jordan again for a Chad joke because, you know, he listens to the shows and
turtle
stuff because Leonardo leads and Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but crude and Michelangelo is a party dude. So I'll go with Shredder because he's the Japanese one.
I swear to God, I was going to say Shredder.
Hey, at least you know Splinter's his rat, right?
Jordan Chad.
Come
Jordan
on!
Jordan Chad, who has better work rate, Shredder?
I had to make sure I wasn't on mute when I said that. Nothing? Splinter the ring rat? God, Jesus Christ.
I got
good one, Justin.
Thanks, Ben. I like some sympathy from you, considering you're fucking jokes.
I feel your pain.
God. By the way, my favorite was Donatello. Can you believe that of all?
Really?
Yeah.
Nerd.
I'm very unique.
It's not Raphael.
And I like Donatello.
You can tell a lot about a person by their favorite Ninja Turtle.
I liked the tech part of him, you know?
Yeah. People who like Raphael, like me and Nate, are assholes.
Yeah.
People who like Michelangelo are usually slackers.
Yeah.
People who like Leonardo are, you know, kind of teacher's pets. Mm. And then I've never heard of anyone who likes Donatello before.
The man. The alpha dog.
What if you like Bebop?
We need to rock steady. There you go. Rockin' steady.
Do you guys want to sing some of the songs from the Ninja Turtles album?
Ninja.
We're coming out of our shells.
You gotta stay in your shell.
T-U-R-T-L-E power.
Go ninja, go ninja, go.
Go, 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 go.
We can fit more people in this call.
I don't think so. I think we're about maxed out. Oh, Criscola, what the fuck? I was driving by the house, you having a fucking party, you can't invite me, you asshole! Good thing I had Claire slam on. I had trailed Rotella down the street, and I had Claire slam on the brake on the limo, and here I am, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, dressed as myself, the fucking man. What are we talking about?
Remind me not to give Armento the fucking image.
Where are the chicks?
Reese, where are the chicks?
Who's that dyke in the cowboy hat? What's your name?
My name's Chad Campbell.
Chad Campbell? I'll show you where the big boys play. Get the fuck in my limo. Brad, are you here? How's that baby doing?
Great, you know, it's good to see you.
Did your wife like my CD? I never heard anything back, you know. A thank you email would have been nice. You fucking thank everyone else in the world. You could have said, hi, Vince. Yeah, I like the CD. Thanks.
Yeah, I said something to Rotella. He walked us to the car. And
Rotella, is that true?
I guess so.
Oh, wow, thank God you were here to clear that all up. I really appreciate that. Where's Kevin Kelly? That stupid pale prick. I thought he was going to be here.
He left a kegger in the backyard. You want to come over with me?
I know. The kegger under his shirt? That's all I saw. Nate Milton, I hear you always talking about TNA and all these radio shows. Tell me about that promotion. I need to know about it. Is it a threat?
Hey, you can probably buy it for $9.99.
Not making jokes, funny guy over here. Wait till I fucking put you 6 feet under. You'll be meeting the Italian Jesus.
Hey,
who's that idiot with the John Cena picture on the Skype thing on my phone? I see you. I see you on there.
Chad Campbell again.
Jack Campbell. All right.
Jesus. Vince, it's me, Jordan Duncan.
Oh, Jordan, welcome back from the dead, you piece of shit.
Thanks.
How you doing?
Good, I'm back from the dead, just like Italian Jesus.
Christ, Steve Willey, my man, how are you?
How's it going? Haven't seen you since the hospital. Haven't seen you since Brad's baby was born. Or was it Brad's baby?
I don't know. I know we shared that grinder, and it was fucking delicious. And then I went and ate Jason Greenhouse's mom. That fucking was delicious, too. I left the leftovers for Rotella. How was it, Rotella? That's right.
I have no idea what to say to that.
You never do. That's why I love you. You sit in the back with your mouth shut. You fucking mush-mouth prick. Is that... What? What's that, Armento? No, you can't come inside. We're going down Lodi Street. You see, we wait over there. That's for you, Jack Campbell.
Back at the door. So I didn't leave the case at the door. Leave the case at the door.
All right. Who wants to sing some Halloween songs with me? I got one.
Let's do this.
All right, here we go. Steve Will, I knew you'd be backing me up, brother.
Get my own thick costume back on here.
Oh, I know this one.
Busters.
If there's something strange in a neighborhood, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
If it's something weird and our mento don't look good, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Attaboy, Jack Campbell. All right, instead of Ghostbusters, we go Armento this time. Get ready. If you got no hair sitting on your head, who are you going to be?
Armento.
Attaboy, an invisible man sleeping in your bed. Who are you?
Michael Jackson. Armento.
All I know is one thing, Rotella. Boston makes me feel good. I'll see you assholes later.
There he goes. I got my own.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly from Ring of Honor Wrestling. Make sure you check out The Kevin Kelly Show each and every week. We'll be talking about wrestling in the past and wrestling today. Plus, be talking about all kinds of sports and pop culture, whatever's on your mind, too. We'll answer your questions each and every week. The Kevin Kelly Show, right here, placetobenation.com.
This is the king of old school, Steve Corino, and you've heard all the rumors, and it's true. The Steve Corino Show is here. We talk about wrestling. We talk about baseball, movies, television, anything you want to talk about. New guest every week. That's right, the Steve Corino Show every week here on the Place to Be Nation.
Hey, this is Bauer from The Bauer Show, sports and more. You can check out The Bauer Show podcast every Wednesday and Friday right here at placetobenation.com.
The Bauer Show.
Chad, do you hate it when commercials one and run?
What do you mean, Parv?
Oh, never mind.
Listen to Where the Big Boys Play on placetobenation.com and find us on iTunes. We are the only WCW Supercard exclusive podcast.
Greetings, friends. Ben Morse from Place to Be Nation's Main Event here. Tired of other podcasts constantly stuck in the past? Every other week, we give you a roundtable discussion of what's happening in wrestling today. Place to Be Nation's Main Event. We're holding everybody else down.
Looking for something different in your pro wrestling podcast? Look no further than the Pro Wrestling Super Show. Join me, Stephen Graham, every week as I'm joined by a rotating door of guests as we discuss a single topic each show, ranging from ECW pay-per-view reviews, wrestler snapshots, top six lists, and anything else you can think of. That's the Pro Wrestling Super Show every week here on the Place to Be Nation.
So you got the script, yeah? You all got it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible. The Titans of Wrestling... Oh, brilliant.
Sorry.
The Titans are wrestling off.
Pete, I'm a lead analyst for a show at Breakdown Matches.
Kelly, lead historian. I'm a jobber lover. Are you?
Johnny and I drink.
And yes, me, Bob. We watch old school wrestling and love it.
Titans of Wrestling.
You know you want to hear it.
What's going on? This is the Godfather, Nate Milton, with an offer you cannot refuse. Each and every week you can join Marcus Vandenberg, Big Nasty Alfred Kunawa, and myself on the Kings of Sports podcast, available exclusively on placetobenation.com, your one-stop spot for the best in sports and pop culture.
Hey, sports fans, this is Dr. G for Extra Point, Place to Be Nation's traditional sports talk podcast. Every episode, Scott Criscullo and I talk everything from the Big Four leagues to all the hot sports news with exclusive guests and analysts. Email us your comments and questions at extrapoint@placetobenation.com. That's the Extra Point, exclusively on placetobenation.com.
Hey, sports fans, Cowboy here. Make sure you make your weekly stop by the Sports Lounge here on placetobenation.com, where the boys and I tackle all the hot topics in the world of sports. We go behind the numbers and provide in-depth expert analysis on Major League Baseball, MMA, NFL, and more. The seats fill up quick, so grab your favorite cigar, kick back, and join us in the Sports Lounge, only on placetobenation.com.
In Rhode Island, and looking for great food and a fun atmosphere, we'll be sure to stop by Bonehead's Wing Bar, 131 Washington Street in West Warwick, with over 65 different wing sauces and dozens of sandwiches, burgers, and appetizers. In a fully stocked bar, Bonehead's has something for everyone. Boneheads also shows every WWE and UFC pay-per-view, features live music, weekly trivia, and much, much more. So, be sure to stop in, tell Matt and the crew that Place to Be Nation sent you, and become a Bonehead today.
Hey, this is Rob Naylor. Do you still enjoy pro wrestling? Believe it or not, I still do. So you better join myself and Will on the Google Wrestling Podcast, exclusively at PlaceToBeNation.com.
Shit, I wasn't ready. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening and shit. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening to guys talk about old school wrestling, follow me and Charles on Wrestling with the Past podcast on Place to Be Nation.
On Richard and the Mailman, we talk about life with great enthusiasm, which eventually leads to disillusionment and inevitably hopelessness. But don't worry, there's lots of laughs along the way. So check us out every week or month or whatever on Richer and the Mailman.
What's up, wrestling fans? This is Jeff Peck, and you can check out my wrestling podcast, The Still Real to Us Show, every Saturday right here at placetobenation.com. It is a wrestling podcast from a fan's perspective, and we're not doing it in our mom's basement. So check it out every Saturday right here at placetobenation.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Looking for new wrestling, sports, and pop culture voices? Head over to placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. We have an extremely talented staff that covers comics, video games, and all facets of entertainment. Our sports coverage spans all the major professional and collegiate sports, including MMA. Our fresh takes on professional wrestling are some of the best on the internet. Also, be sure to check out our friends at thehistoryofwwe.com, prowrestlingonly.com, Scott Keith blog at rspwfaq.net, and piledriverwrestling.net.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly, longtime announcer with the WWE, now the voice of Ring of Honor Wrestling. No better place to be than right here on the Place to Be podcast. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, guys, what'd I miss? I was fixing my Dusty Rhodes wig.
You missed the greatest commentator of all time.
I was trying to find Ben in this closet here, so I didn't
Mike
see nothing.
McGurk. Mike Tenay.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, really. It is the same thing.
I thought it was. It wasn't. No.
No.
Mike McGurk looks pretty good for our age now. Have y'all seen a recent picture? Woo-hoo.
Come on, Jordan.
That was not me. That was all Chad.
She was at WrestleCon last year in Jersey.
That's the first time on this episode Jordan is not taking credit for something Chad said.
That's what Mike McGurk liked about it. It was all Chad. All Chad. All right, where do we leave off here? Worst injury? Are we still on that? Roger, you got one? Scariest injury?
You're going to have to top a Charlie horse.
It's going to be tough.
Reaches lived a tough life.
My Dubla Charlie horse.
You guys don't get out much. We got a Charlie horse and then
two kidney stones, which I don't even think really counts.
Hey, I had a ripped scrotum.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
About a week ago, I had explosive diarrhea.
All right, you still do. Of the mouth.
Of the mouth?
Yes. Yeah. Easiest joke of all time right now.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
So I was the scariest one. I was in a rollover car accident when I was like 24. That was scary. I wasn't hurt that bad, but I had scratches on my back because the windshield ended out on my back. And then for insurance reasons, they forced me to lay on one of those hard boards and bring me in the ambulance. So I yelled and swore the whole time because my back was scratched and it hurt. So that was scary. Probably the worst injury I ever got, though, was I'll sound like a fucking idiot, but that's all right. No one's listening, right?
We're listening.
So I don't know if you guys can picture the frozen macaroni and cheese that comes in the little tin. So yep. I needed to microwave it, so I've got to get it out of the tin, and I decided to use like a steak knife to do it, and I just fucking put the steak knife right through the fucking tin, right into my finger. Oh. I almost cut my pinky off.
I'm telling you, Jesus.
It was brutal. Yeah. It was brutal.
That was dumb.
I was really young at that time, but.
I once microwaved macaroni from macaroni and cheese without putting water in the bowl in college because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you almost burned the house.
Oh, yeah. Smoke everywhere.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, I did it in the dorm. The whole dorm had to vacate.
That's where house mother Charlie Hull came in handy. So we'll appreciate him being on hand in Philadelphia, I'm sure.
Charlie.
And I walked up to some random guy once and asked him. I thought he was the Godfather, and he just knocked me out.
And then a mummy came up from behind.
Did he hit you with a strong hand? Did he hit you with a strong hand?
The pimp hand, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
how about a man with a slow hand?
So thanks for that, Nate. You know, it hurt.
Hey, at least I left you some cookies.
No, Reese ate them all.
They're all gone. I ate them.
That's a good segue, Nate. We didn't get your story yet, have we?
Oh no. My worst injury, scariest injury, happened at a church camp. Now, I went to a primarily Caucasian church back in the day because I guess my parents felt I needed white Jesus in my life. And we all do. We praise white Jesus.
Scott's going to talk to you after the show about joining the Knights of Columbus.
You'd be an awesome Godfather Knight. It would be tremendous. Find a whole new color.
We went up to this camping area up in the woods of Virginia, and we had this big football game against a team from a rival church, and it was tackle football, and we didn't have any helmets or pads or anything, and I thought it was kind of funny because my teammates really weren't blocking for me the way they really should have, but I was taking a lot more hits than seemed to be necessary during a church football game, but I sustained a concussion. There were no protocols or CTE drills back then, so I just went to sleep like everything was cool, and then I woke up probably about 2 hours later, and I didn't know what was going on, couldn't see in front of my face, and I thought I was going blind. It turns out I sustained a concussion playing football at church camp, so that's my scariest injury.
It's kind of like the plot to Remember the Titans a little bit.
Or Varsity Blues.
Yeah,
because nothing bad ever happens at a nighttime church rivalry football game.
I don't want your life.
I don't want your Jesus.
All right, speaking of Jesus, boys. Scott, are you going to tell us the collarbone story, or do you have one that's worse?
Well, I was going to tell the collarbone story, but I was hit by a car once when I was, 10 or 11, actually playing football as well in the street. But
they had cars when you were 10 or 11?
Armando, yeah, why didn't you finish the job when you had the chance?
Yeah, those Studebakers, let me tell you some motherfuckers, those things are heavy, let me tell you.
You talk about the Steamobile?
Good thing there's only one car on the road when it, you know.
Yes,
Steamobile. it was the car in Connecticut.
Yeah, here's the four.
It was all dirt in my face.
Mr. GT Penny Packer.
But right at them, they had to get out of the car, crank it back up, start it back up again. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, motor oil fell on me. Nobody knew what it was.
Like those antique cars at Storyland, you know, they just go around in the circle.
Storyland, yeah. Storyland, that's awesome. Yes, of course, there was St. Mary's 2000, I guess it was 2012? 2012?
Or was it 2013? Check the DVD shelf. Let's find out.
Let's check the DVD.
Check Graham's site. Let's see.
Check Graham's site. Let's see. What happened to that house show in Rochester?
Yeah.
I think it was
when Greenhouse was. Yeah, so it was 2012. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, 2012. And, referee Rich gave me like a full Vader
heavy artillery
bow, and broke my collarbone. But that didn't really hurt in the long run.
Oh, really? You would have thought so. You would have thought you got stabbed through the fucking lungs while you were moping around.
Well, it was, you know. What are you, a fucking cyborg? You've gotten hurt? You talk about the Royal Rumble shits you had. I broke a fucking bone, okay?
Hey, I still made it to Ring of Honor, okay?
You broke your collarbone. I pooped a lot.
I still had a special visit with Este, all right? You back off.
You met Fat Shits and Bones.
Chances. That's going to be the place to be. Ring of Honor Shits and Bones.
Chad and I just looked at each other several times throughout the event just saying, what kind of just fuck-ups are we with right now?
Willie, I thought we were friends.
What the hell's that supposed to mean, Willie?
Who was it was Poirier that was Brad's Ring of Honor concierge.
I gotta say, Steve, that might be the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Brad's my Eskimo brother, right, Brad? You there, Brad?
Did Congo ever face Hanson? No.
I think Brad's eating that loose candy in the closet where Ben was.
Brad will never get a better intro than that, and he's not even there to enjoy it. Who else we got? Anyone else want to talk about scary injuries?
Man, I had a hernia.
Oh, that's got to
hurt. That pretty much sucked. It was about 10 years ago, right down there. Right down there. It was our first trip for that's how my wife met my parents. So, after the surgery.
That's how your wife met her.
That's how I got
the sugar daddy.
Down there.
Down there. Down where?
Down where?
And then they fix it by putting on one of those meshes that you see the commercials for the class action lawsuits now for the transvaginal meshes.
You were a test subject.
Oh boy, what is what's the male version of a mistress? Mister.
A gigolo.
Gigolo.
That's what you call it.
They call him a John.
That's what you call it if a woman's banging some guy on the side? It's a John?
Oh, I thought you meant
John is a hooker's customer.
Right, yeah. No, mistress.
I thought that cup
holder. When Reese is banging a side piece, it's called a mistress. But if, you know, when Willie's wife is out.
In Scott's days, it was called a gentleman caller.
It was called courting.
Back in the Tennessee William days.
All you had to do was dial 2. Dial 2 and you got them. So what's the male version? Anyone know?
I don't think there is one.
The male version of a mistress.
Yeah.
Boy toy.
It's called a man.
Just a man, that's it? Your man?
Boy
my
boy
man?
Sounds good.
Because when men fuck women who are married...
Did you say altar boy,
guys.
Chad?
No, boy toy.
Oh, it just said altar boy. That's what he said.
Oh, oh man. Hey, Nate, be glad you got out of there.
Reesh. Oh, Reesh.
Talk about Storyland.
Storyland's awesome. I just went to the game this year. When's the last time you went, Ben?
Oh, not since I was a kid. But I looked it up recently, and I saw it looked like it hadn't been maintained as well, but I don't know when the pictures were from.
It's still in good shape, man. Yeah. I went last year.
Humpty Dumpty looked pretty terrifying.
He's hurting. The Santa's Village, though, I think, is surpassed. Santa's Village was really nice.
Jordan, can I ask Justin, can I ask a question?
Yes.
That actually has to deal with Halloween.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Movie that scared you the absolute most when you were a kid. Scared you to the point that you couldn't even sleep at night.
The Exorcist.
Does anyone agree with that one?
Who's chuckling? It's the fucking Exorcist. It's like,
that was Morissette. That was Exorcist. That fucking deranged cowboy laughing back there.
Yes.
Child's Play scared me pretty bad. And then Chucky scared me again in 1998.
With Bride of Chucky?
No,
with Rick Steiner.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't pick on my man, Scotty. Yeah. I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Thank you, Reesh. Good.
I
was worried.
Kazam?
I had to get it in there.
Kazam.
The Twilight Zone movie had 4 stories. The last story was called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. And it had John Lithgow thinking that there was a creature on the plane that was ripping up the engine. I'm not kidding. I watched that at 12 years old. I still will not get on a plane after watching that.
And that's actually a remake. The original was in the original Twilight Zone in the 60s did that one.
So that's why you won't get on a plane? Of everything else going on in the world, and that's the reason.
The Twilight Zone.
Because I'm scared of these fucking creatures ripping up the engine.
I know. Like, you know, 9/11. No. That didn't really shake me up too much. But this Twilight Zone really got to me.
I'm not scared of Buddha.
Alive. No.
monsters.
Soccer players happens all the time.
Said, the Twilight Zone movie scared him. I thought he was going to talk about that kid that made his mom's mouth disappear, and the thought of never talking again frightened him too much.
That was a decent one too.
You was know what movie or was that an episode?
That was a movie.
Okay.
No, that was a movie, and they had different directors. And the irony is that the Spielberg one is the worst one.
How ironic.
The one with the you were just talking about, and the one by George Miller with the creature on the plane. Those are the best ones.
If you like Twilight Zone, I know. Too unlimited, baby.
You know, it was actually pretty scary in the 80s. The first Gremlins. That was pretty scary.
Yeah, but it had that humor to it, though.
Yeah, like, but they were. You know when they were the. You know when they were the scariest, or like the real scariest part was when they were all in the movie theater at the same time, and they all their shadows all just kept running to the screen when they're running out the back. That was.
But don't worry, I'll hold them at their state.
Oh
hey,
my God,
Gremlins! Turn.
Walking to every Zumba class in Wisconsin.
That was Gremlins too, Andrew.
They have Zumba in Wisconsin, really?
Yeah, it just started.
Do you get a bratwurst with it?
Just 5 years behind everyone else.
Get a bratwurst.
Steve, do you have a movie that scared the hell out of you?
I would say that either The Shining because of the realist,
realistic
it was, and I watched it with a group. Either that or Leonard Part 6 with Bill Cosby. That was terrible. Oh, don't let Matt know that either. That's his like favorite movie ever.
Is Matt here
still? How dare you?
That movie's awesome.
Yeah.
Rotel, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your scariest movie besides anything starring you?
What, Looking in the Mirror?
No.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That's a classic.
My scariest movie is 4 Days in October, the 30 for 30 about the Red Sox. Yeah, actually, the Jabberwocky in Jabberwocky, is that how you say it?
Yes.
In Alice in Wonderland scared the shit out of me. I hated that fucking thing. I refused to watch that movie because of that beast.
You know what as a kid? Oh, go ahead, Brad.
I was going to say, you're talking about that CBS miniseries one that was on like back in the late 80s, right?
Yeah, is that the one with the big...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird. Like, that scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, that was... I mean, I wouldn't even go to the bathroom after watching that. That was just like...
I don't think they could... they don't make them like they used to, I guess, but that was...
That was
nuts, man.
Also, the Return to Oz was freaky, too, with the...
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one that came out the same year as that, The Dark Crystal with Jim Henson. Oh, I could not watch that.
Yeah, that was creepy.
I hated it.
Well, as
and,
a first grader.
The Secret of Nim was freaky, too.
Yeah, but that was a good... I don't know. That was more of like a family film. It didn't scare me. The Dark Crystal...
Well, I'm scared of families and commitments, so...
As a first grader, I was scared to death of the wolf at the end of The Neverending Story.
Oh, the big flying thing?
No, that was the
dog. No,
the
that was Falcor.
Falcor was a nice Labrador mutant thing.
That was my head hitting the microphone.
Yes.
And nobody was scared by Judge
Put
Doom
your pants back on, Willie,
when
though.
He was a toon at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that one. When I talk just like this!
Hey, do you guys remember that episode of Merlin? There was one really scary part.
So my movie
Why
was
you wait for
It.
Chad to log off?
Is that, that the one with special guest Adam Copeland?
Yeah, no. All right, Roger, who's yours?
It. That movie scared the shit out of me. The clown, Pennywise, the clown, scary.
Oh, Tim Curry.
That depends on your range of how much you hate clowns.
I don't hate clowns. That clown scared me, though.
I like Tim Curry. He was awesome on the Hornets.
I mean, not for nothing. I mean, that's a hell of a lot scarier than Return to Oz.
Return to Oz was fucked up.
Gremlins.
That's more of a mental like thriller, Return to Oz. You know, it just really screws with your head.
Like The Matrix.
Yeah.
The Matrix was scary. Because it
could
be
happening
right now.
I had a storybook of the Gremlins. I didn't mind the movie so much, but there is in the storybook of the Gremlins, there was a full page cutout of Spike, like his face. And this was like one of those big 8.5x11 hardcovers. Just his face in close up, like grinning right at you. And I couldn't believe my mom got me that.
You'd have that scary look too if you just renewed Impact.
Yeah, seriously.
Speaking of, Brother Nate, you have one?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I'm going to co-sign it because any scene where you got Venus flytrap at the dinner table and spiders come out the food, that's just scary and disgusting. So it traumatized me as a young child. But also, touching on Roger Rabbit and Judge Doom, in this age where we talk about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson, one of the great unsolved crimes or unprosecuted crimes was the football player that killed Judge Doom's brother. Like, I don't know if you go back and look at Who Framed Roger Rabbit and listen to him closely, you'd be like, Al Toon killed my brother!
Al Toon?
Al Toon, the Jets wide receiver, needs to be prosecuted for killing Judge Doom's brother.
I thought you were talking about Nick Toon, the Saints wide receiver.
That's his kid.
Jordan, do you have one?
Yeah, what's funny is I remember watching scary movies like as a kid because my dad liked them so much. So like Freddy and stuff like that never scared me. Poltergeist freaked me out a lot. And there is actually one that's I don't think it's that well known. It's called Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. These people, I think the guy was like it was like a retarded guy, and they said he attacked this girl and he hid in the scarecrow and they like set him on fire and he came back from the dead to kill them all, and it just terrified me as a kid.
So Poltergeist 2 with the old guy, if anyone remembers that, that old guy was freaky.
He
used to sing. Really old guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you mean.
That guy scared the shit out of me.
The old woman who just recently died.
Step into the light.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I hated her.
Yeah,
that was also scary.
What's that?
Schindler's List.
Well,
yeah, especially if you're a Jew like me, Ben. Yeah,
if you're making out there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And how about a Jesus, sir?
All they needed was Italian Jesus.
Way to kill that buzz, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ben. Holocaust is just a great way to kill the time.
He's dishing out so many buzz killers, they'll call him six.
Let me ask you this one, Justin.
See, that was not even as good as the rat joke, and I got to laugh there.
Rat joke was good.
Okay, Justin, I want to throw you. Wait, Justin, did you say you said yours, right, Justin?
Oh yeah, Return to Oz, and I got mocked for it.
Let's swing it to wrestling. Scariest wrestling moment or wrestling match? Match that scared you so much that you just don't want to even see it. It like creeped you out. It could just be a sight, something you saw.
Creeped out.
Mm-hmm. Like a blade job or a match that was
Sid's leg breaking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sid's leg breaking.
Savage getting bit by the snake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vince's blade job at Vengeance 03.
When I Tugboat, hate snakes as it is.
When Tugboat turned to Typhoon.
I was when actually Goldust turned to Seven.
Yeah.
The Dungeon of Doom.
As a kid, I was actually really scared when Nate Milton made the black ooze come out of Ultimate Warrior.
Smoke and mirrors.
Nate, why was the end of WrestleMania 8 so screwed up? Were you just late running out?
Hey, I mean, you know, when you're doing coke, everybody thinks you run faster. But a lot of times, coke will make you lose track of time.
You're going fast and everyone else is going slow.
All right, yeah. Which of us is going to send that to 411 and Inside Pulse tonight? Yeah, we heard an interview with the Godfather. He talked about doing coke in WrestleMania 8. That's why he was late getting down to the ring.
Justin, do you have a real one that just sickened you?
Tugboat scared the shit. No, honestly, I've told it on here before. I won't belabor it. But Hogan getting squashed by Earthquake on the Brother Love Show. That was like the first, that was like the first real moment that was like, oh my God, I was like in tears because I just started watching wrestling like 2 months before. So that was like awful to me.
You know what's mine, and it's recent, but it's an entire match. The Kurt Angle Shane McMahon match at the King of the Ring was almost unnecessarily violent. Like, it got to a point where he lands on his head because they can't break the glass, and then he goes through the glass, and there's blood all over the ramp, and I can't even watch it anymore. It just makes me sick when I watch it.
I got nervous at Mania 19 after Brock botched the Shooting Star.
Yeah.
Because I really thought
he was coming out his nose. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty gross.
How about Earthquake killing Damien?
A lot of natural disaster stuff for you.
Yeah, when you're a kid, I know.
They obviously left quite the impression on me in 1991.
They really messed with you.
It did. If you're a kid, you think, wow, this guy just killed this guy.
Why would Tugboat align with him? He killed Hulk Hogan and Damien.
Anybody who turns on the Bushwhackers is my hero.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
Sean collapsed in 96.
Tell me a lie. Jason Greenhouse, you going?
I said the Savage getting bit by the snake.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
You know what was gross? I remember being gross because it had like the big X on the screen was when Ron Bass was putting the spur to Brutus' face.
Yes.
Yep. That was pretty messed up.
This one's easy because it's a YouTube one, but New Jack throwing Vic Grimes off that scaffold.
Yeah.
But that's an easy one. That's extreme stupidity, you know?
That's fucked up.
Roger, you have one?
Yeah, it was that that midget winning WrestleMania last year with the beard beating my man Batista.
Good night, everybody.
And then immediately getting hurt afterwards because you know he's too small. It's
the fans
the hell
screwed
out
everything
of
up. Yeah, fans ruined everything for everybody. Yeah.
for me, the Royal Rumble with Rock and Cactus or Rock and Foley.
Oh yeah, that's
with the chair shots. Even before Beyond the Mat, even still seeing it again and seeing his kids and. You know, wife have to see that. Like, I remember everyone in the room just cringing, just saying, okay, that's enough. We get it.
And then beyond the mat, you actually see the gash on his head. It's like this six-inch, like, just divot.
Yeah, see, I'm more impressed that Noel went from that to this. No?
We thought you were going to play a sound clip.
Sorry. No, the doorbell was going to ring.
This is hot. Noel Foley! Diva in training. Well, Ben will know all about her in a couple years when she pops up on Total Divas. What's up with Paige going to that show, Ben? Any intel there?
I don't know. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I think the problem is they got like 18. It's like this podcast. It's the on Total Divas. There's just too many people on it.
Oh, this is over too many people. This is awesome.
Yeah. No, this is great.
Paige has got a boyfriend.
It's Tyson Kidd.
D.H. Smith. Hogan set him up. Who did everyone go here? Jordan, did you do one?
The queasiest I remember feeling was queasy. But Sabu had that barbed wire match in ECW, and where his arm like stuck to the barbed wire as he was pulling it out, and you could see his skin just pull back. That was really disgusting.
Was that when he took out the super glue and he started gluing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who was he fighting? I can't remember who.
Terry Funk.
He was picking barbs out of his crotch and his tights. It was nasty.
He has a lot of them. The one where Benoit broke his neck. And then the one where he was horking all over the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Twerking. He was twerking all over the ring.
He was twerking.
Yeah, Sabu actually invented twerking.
Yeah. I thought that was Nova.
This is a sneaky one, but does anybody remember on TNA when Shane Douglas was...
That is a sneaky one.
It always is when it's TNA.
Shane the Dean.
But... remember when Shane Douglas was shaving Raven's head?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Jarrett.
But what he did is he took the razor and he grounded it too far, and I think he cut his skull.
Yeah, that was gross.
And he
just
started bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, it was
that
gross.
Made me... Ugh, I can't watch that.
The best is ready to begin.
Show me that smile, girl.
Show me that smile.
No, you got... Yeah, show me that smile.
All right. last category here, and this will be a quick one. Let's go around. If you had to live one celebrity's life, which would scare you the most?
Easy.
All right, Rish, go ahead if it's so fucking easy.
No, I'm just going to wait so I can build it up so someone else
can. Oh, yeah, because we're all fucking really, really excited about it. We can't wait. All right. We'll all sit here on the edge of our seats.
No, seriously, I would hate being like a YouTube ass of the joke type of guy. If I was one of those guys like leave Britney alone or some guy who falls on his ass and everybody can see your face and everybody knows me for that for the rest of my life, I would never be able to live another day.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
But that's a D-list. No,
it was real well worth the wait.
No.
We need a name, man.
You want a name?
Like the Britney guy? That guy? I don't know his
name.
No,
like a real world guy. Like a guy who makes like a Big Brother guy.
Like The Miz?
Like The Miz. A guy who makes an ass out of himself on a reality show, and now everybody knows him for like slapping that bitch on The Real World or making fun of black people on Big Brother.
How are any of us going to follow this one?
We should have saved that one for last.
Seriously.
You really should just end the podcast.
How about you, Greenhouse?
I'm going to go with the guy who I think got screwed in the TV character tournament, Tony Soprano.
You mean the character?
That's a fictional character.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll allow it.
But still, better than Andrew's answer.
I wouldn't want to be James.
Yeah, at least that was quick.
Well, no, I wouldn't want to be Gandolfini now. I'd be dead.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd be scary.
You don't want to be Tony Soprano either.
He might not be dead.
That's what he was saying, Reesh.
He is dead.
Or James Gandolfini, for that matter.
Right? Imagine being him. He'd be dead.
Oh, shit. If you beat Tony Soprano.
Yeah, but you'd be rich.
Oh, boy.
But dead.
Save a cowboy. Ben, who you got?
Pretty much any child star who got entered into the business by their parents before they knew what was going on, because then you're pretty much guaranteed to be fucked up by the time you're a teenager.
Like Jonathan on Who's the Boss?
There you go. I don't know. Amanda Bynes? I would hate to be Amanda Bynes.
Damn it. How about the poor girl on Step by Step where her parents like stole all her money?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Al or the other chick? It was the other girl, right?
The youngest one, right?
No. It was the hot brunette.
Didn't Cody from Step by Step, like, kill somebody or something?
Dude. No, he's a
come out to my van.
He made a bunch of martial arts movies.
No, I know, and then he killed a guy.
Well,
maybe.
All right, Ben, I got to look this shit up now.
Ben's got subpoenaed now.
Someone made fun of him for being named Sasha.
The Codemeister. Jesus.
It was, oh, man.
Sasha Mitchell is the guy's name.
No, I know that. Angela Watson was the one. She was Karen on the show.
Angela Watson.
And she's the one that got screwed by her parents. And then Christine Lakin, who was Al, blossomed beautifully. if you ever look at a picture of her.
She did.
Never got another chance, though. How about the biggest screw up was Jodie Sweetin from Full House? She's like, like crystal meth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing all right now, though.
She's doing really good now.
The girl from Family Matters did porn.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good, though. That's fine.
It's pretty much any middle sister on a sitcom.
Has anybody seen the plastic surgery for Lisa Turtle?
Not as bad as this Renee Zellweger one.
No. Lark Voorhees looks horrible. She looks like Jason Voorhees.
You know, it's funny, Ben, you mentioned...
They showed her again, and she looked better. I think she was just, like, in a, like, drunk or something.
It's funny, Ben, that you... It's funny, Ben, you mentioned middle kids, because the daughter on the middle daughter on Charles in Charge, I can't remember her name, because
not
that
Nicole Eggert.
No, not Nicole Eggert, the other one. The hell was her name?
Oh yeah, oh gosh.
Josie Davis. She played Sarah. You look at her now. Holy,
that's
shit.
Josie and the Pussycats.
She's smoking. The picture of her on Wikipedia. Holy shit, she's hot. No, well, it was Nicole Eggert, and then after that was there was another. Hot daughter on there because she wasn't on the whole time.
Buddy.
Buddy, yes. Buddy Lim. His name is Buttons.
Now we're talking about Friday Night Lights.
Lila.
Buddy Garrity.
Buddy Garrity.
Buddy Love.
All right, Nate, how about you?
Oh,
a celebrity
you'd
be afraid to be?
You know, being a godfather, I've come into contact with a lot of hoes, but the celebrity. The celebrity, hey, I'm just going to keep living the gimmick. The celebrity right now that I would hate to be is somebody that's getting pimped by the university that he plays for, and that is famous Jameis Winston.
Are you defending Jameis Winston?
I said, I'm just saying, celebrity, who would I hate to be? I'd hate to be Jameis Winston because he can't win. He can't win, even if he took the money or if he didn't take the money. We all think he took the money. If he did something with the girl or if he didn't do something with the girl, we all believe he did something with the girl. He's bringing that university millions of dollars, can't cash a check from him. So, you know, I would hate to be him because everywhere he goes, he's going to get crab leg jokes. He's going to get hopping up on table jokes. You know, and Jameis is not the smartest. The sharpest knife in the drawer, like Ken Shamrock. He might be the most dangerous, though. But I would hate to be Jameis Winston right now in 2014 because it's gotta be a terrible public life, let's just say.
Hey, Nate, why do we have you here? What's your thoughts on Byron Scott as a coach?
Byron Scott!
I think he's great.
Be honest.
That sounded like Andrew, not Nate.
Let's just say he's better than D'Antoni. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Definitely not 3 stars.
He's awful. He's awful. We tried to tell Scott that all afternoon.
No, he didn't. I agreed with you.
In Scott's defense, he was just saying Reese's comment was that he's never had any success anywhere. And so Scott was countering that he has had some success.
Reese only.
No, what I exactly wrote was that he has failed everywhere he has been.
And Scott said he was a pretty good coach.
And that's wrong. False. No, all I said was he said he failed everywhere, but he went to... No. You're going to twist this.
I'm not twisting anything. I'm pulling it up right now. You said he was a solid coach in New Jersey until Kidd ran him out.
And that's true.
I don't think he was a solid coach.
He was mediocre.
Nobody goes to the NBA Finals by accident.
Sure you do. When you have a superstar, just like the Royals with Ned Yost.
2002, yeah, you did.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, Ned Yost, what do you think about that?
Trash, thank you.
Jordan, what candy are you stealing from
Happy
your kids
Halloween.
That come next week?
I'm totally stealing all the Milky Ways.
Oh, and I got the Reese's peanut butter. I'll tell you
See,
what.
Reese's are my favorite, so they're expecting me to take those.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Because I was going to go for the Reese's, and I was going to say we can like meet up in Chicago or something like that. I'll get the Milky Ways for my kids. You get the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Perfect.
You know what's the go-to candy if I see it? The mini Hubba Bubbas.
Ew.
Or the mini bubble tapes. Those are the ones I go to.
You probably like Bit O'Honey's, Andrew.
I was eating a Henry bar.
Raisinets.
Well, this is a bit of a myth, but has anyone ever actually gotten sick eating Halloween candy?
The razor blades cutting your throat count?
No, just like vomiting and puking.
No, then.
No.
I did get a real nasty Charlie horse, though, once.
Is that a kind of candy? Know,
if Byron Scott wasn't running my ass so hard, I wouldn't fucking gotten that dumbass Charlie
He's
horse.
Just going to let you pull up for three, man.
That's know? It. Take those threes.
Stop taking it to the hole.
That three-pointer, man, Byron Scott, he knows the way.
Benny, set you up with a taking it to the hole joke. Do it.
I think we can all safely say Byron Scott is probably a slightly below average coach. He's not as terrible as some of the other, you know.
He's not Jacques Vaughn. He's not fucking Mike Dan.
Why you got to compare?
Because it's bad, and now he's coaching one of the most storied.
Yeah, better than Mike Brown.
He's not as good as Sensei Yakutomo.
That's Scott. Scott, Mike Brown made the finals.
Oh!
So did Byron Scott.
Caught in a web of his own lies.
You know who else went to the fucking finals? Brian Hill. Does anybody remember? No, exactly.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
Orlando Magic had a Skybox card. And a Skybox card, Brian Hill.
Is Reese is here. What Fuck, I
Speaking of which,
I ask.
John Konkak would be a terrible celebrity to live
by. Well, what about Sean
Jason Williams.
Yeah. No, you know who I think really would be a bad life to live? Hulk Hogan wouldn't be so great. You can barely walk. Your face looks like it's melting. You've got terrible children, and you want to sleep with one of them. It's just...
Your pops can be a store.
Earthquake nearly killed you.
Yeah. Your best friend, Tugboat, stabbed you in the back.
Oh,
all your best friends stabbed you in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Hulk's had a rough life.
You know what? He should have seen the divorce betrayal becoming just based on every feud he had throughout the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, it really set him up well for it.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Anyone else have one?
Done.
This is a buzzkiller.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather be a guy like CM Punk where everybody knows who you are and you have to dodge away from everything? Or would you rather be an anonymous independent wrestler who can kind of just watch a movie anytime he wants and live a normal everyday? You're famous, though, if you're CM Punk. You're a legend, but you're never able to live a free day in your life. Which one would you rather do?
Are you also married to AJ?
No, that's not part of the equation.
No.
It's
married
part,
to
it's
AJ
the fame
style.
Part. It's like Hogan. It's like Jordan was saying with Hogan. Like, you're never going to live.
At least you get five-star matches, Chad, you know?
So I think it's basically, would I rather be CM Punk or just myself? I'll go see him. No one recognizes me now. You know.
You'd rather not be you without the $30 million that he's got banked away?
Yeah, you know.
Like, CM Punk or Reckless Youth, I think, is the question. It's Reckless Youth.
Oh, well. My favorite pair of tits in the world. Scotty C, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, Gigante, I'm glad you did get the invitation. It's good to have you here.
Well, you know, it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Brazil.
That is quite true. How are you?
I was vacationing there from Argentina.
Yes, and how are things with you, El Gigante?
How are things with me? Things are swell. Thank you, sir. I'm looking forward to the Christmas season. My CD will be back on the shelves as always. Nate Milton, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing, brother?
Do you remember our times back in the WWF in 1993s when you were the Papa Shango's?
Yeah, I did a lot of cocaine back then.
Oh, what a time! Do you remember that time we had Bastion Booger bent over the toilet seat puking while we did lines of coke off his ass?
I'm telling you, that white horse is a hard devil to kick.
That's why he missed the Royal Rumble that year. Remember that? What was that cowboy over there giggling? I heard you give me bad grades in your stupid reviews.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, God, you son of a bitch.
That's a no sell.
It's Tugboat here. What's he doing? Ben Moss, where are my comic books you promised me last Christmas? The ones with Ultimate Warrior tied up in the bondages with Jay D'Amato.
They're coming up for Hanukkah, Gigante.
Well, D'Amato's been in my bed waiting for them ever since then. He banged a cowboy's wife, and then he came over and hung out with me.
Oh, you're so supposed sorry. To be, I take forever to mail stuff.
You do. You take forever. I'm still waiting for my yoga CDs.
I loved it when you got raped in that prison cell at the end of one of the pay-per-views I watched, Mr. Mountie.
That was called the Roger Marcet story, yes. I remember that one. Steve Willey, my favorite penis, how are you?
I am doing well, El Gigantes, and a pleasure to meet you. And you're quite big.
I love you so much, Steve Willey. I want to kiss you on the man mouth and then let you dance around with my fairy man suits while we play Christmas songs.
Living the dream.
That's how we celebrate the Yule log with our eggnog. Jason Greenhouse, how are you, Titty Master?
El Gigante, how's it going? And
why did you leave the New Yorks?
Oh, well, you know
was
what?
Was it D'Amato again? Was he stalking your window?
It's always D'Amato.
How's my love slave, James Grunberg, doing?
Oh, he's doing very well.
I can't wait to take him to another strip club. Hey, Brad!
Gigante.
You there? How's my love child? You taking care of him?
Very much.
Did you get the basket that came in the river with the baby in it?
Yeah, but it came like 3 months late. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on. But
just like your wife. Oh, is that Jordan Duncan? Giggling like a bitch in the back. Always hiding from me.
Hi.
That's all you got, Jordan Duncan? Eat another Reese's, you jackass.
Sounds good to me. See you later, man.
All right. Grow some hair. All right. Gigante's out of here. Goodbye, Scott. I'll see you at the pub later.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I can't find Chad anywhere. I was in the backyard looking for him. Anyone else show up?
Oh, we got a spare.
I was Skyping Parv.
you know, Justin, VKM and El Gigante don't want to talk to me for some reason.
Did you guys hear something?
I don't think anybody does.
Oh, man, I can't wait till the Christmas episode. It should be interesting.
All right, guys, before we wrap up here, anything else we want to talk about? We good? I think we're about done.
Nate, please come back on sometime, okay? Please?
Yeah, hopefully we didn't scare off.
Please come back, Nate.
I have to DVR step by step now, so I got to go.
Yeah, I'll be back if I don't get caught up.
Oh, Reesh left. All right, guys, I want to thank everyone who joined us here tonight, except for Andrew Reesh, but the rest of you had a great time. Hope you guys had a fun time listening to this. It was a little off the wall. Scott, I'll be back Monday night. What do we got going on? Nitro Rewatch. Oh, you can do it, Jordan, again.
Episodes 3 and 4 of Nitro, 1995. Yeah.
Jordan, are you going to do that whole show in Chad's voice?
I can if you want me to.
Yes, I'd prefer it.
I'm not even hanging up. I'm just going to stay on the line.
We're just going to wait on Skype until Monday.
Stay on for 5 days.
Glenn Butler will be with us as well. Yep. Next Wednesday, Kevin Kelly and 21 of the main event. So the same circle jerk you heard here tonight will be back next Wednesday.
Yes, pretty much.
We're all just going to stay on the line.
Wherever it'll be here. Hey, we got a super awesome Halloween guest for the Kevin Kelly show. So we'll announce that on Monday. How about that?
Yeah, well, we've got Andrew Reesh.
Oh, just as scary. So, all right, Scott, any last words?
This was a blast. I'm glad everybody stayed.
Me too. What a great party. Let's go drink some more. We're out.
All right.
We'll talk to you Monday.
It was really a pleasure, Godfather.
Wow, Gigante left $500 here.
Well, pimping ain't easy.
2-star party at this.
I really wanted the Gigante Matt Rotella interaction to happen, so I'm just
where is Rotella? Is he still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
Oh, no.
There he is.
I thought he left.
I thought Gigante took you.
All right, Matt, any final words?
With VKM.
Matt, any final words?
Oh, it's alive. Just imagination.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Ha 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 ha